It is Friday, January 11th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, will present its Masterworks 2 concert on Saturday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. The concert will feature Prokofiev's Symphony No. 5 and Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, featuring internationally acclaimed pianist Ching Yung Hu. Tickets available at 443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org.
KUIF is supported by contributing listeners and by Malco Theaters and their fan page on Facebook. Fans receive direct movie information to their email inbox on the web at facebook.com/Malco Theaters to join.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Walmart and Governor Mike Beebe announce a health care change at the state capitol. The Bentonville School District prepares to ask voters for a millage increase again with a revised proposal. And the band Phones explains why playing in a loud band has its benefits.
First, a new Arkansas policy allows DHS workers to let children stay with their parents or guardians for infractions that may be considered minor cases of neglect. Before the updated rules, a child could be placed in foster care for not being enrolled in school and not having proper hygiene. Amy Webb with DHS says the rules offer caseworkers more flexibility.
We do know that there will be children that we need to take into our custody because there are safety issues at their home. The waiver would not eliminate the need for the child welfare system, but we think we could use it a little more wisely, take in the more serious cases, work with the families on the less serious cases, and that way only kids who really truly need to be in the system will be in the system.
Children will still be immediately removed from homes and placed into foster care for instances of sexual or physical abuse.
The city of Bella Vista may soon be the proud new owner of 3 buildings and land already being used by the city's police and fire departments. In a special meeting yesterday morning, the Bella Vista Property Owners Association Board of Directors voted to accept an offer from the city to purchase the buildings. Though as the buildings are common property owned by the association, association members will first be asked to approve the purchase. If members do approve the deal, Bella Vista Mayor Frank Anderson says both the POA and the city would benefit from the transaction.
It will help them out from the standpoint of getting them out of any of the maintenance for those buildings. It will give them some monies for the value of those buildings. From the city standpoint, it will get us into the real estate business. Currently, we own no real estate other than if you consider the roads and the rights of way for those roads. That's the only property that the city actually has control over within the city limits.
The city council offered to pay almost $1.9 million for the land and buildings located off of Trafalgar Road, Glasgow Road, and Town Center. Anderson says there's more than one way that the city could foot the bill for the real estate.
We have the ability, I think, to finance if we want to go that route and not make an outright cash payment. We could probably, based on my estimation, and obviously we'll have to deal with the city council and figure out what their druthers are and how they would like to go about the purchase, but we have the capability to pay outright for the building, the offer that was made.
According to a news release by the POA, it could take another 5 months before the transaction is complete. In the meantime, the city will continue to pay its monthly rental rate to the association.
Monday is the first day of the spring semester at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville. Among the changes students can expect, the completion of the new lecture auditorium located on Dixon Street. Mike Johnson is the Associate Vice Chancellor for Facilities at the U of A.
Well, Hillside Auditorium will have classes starting Monday, so it'll have up to 777 people if they fill both classrooms coming and going at class change. That has a 487-seat classroom and a 290-seat classroom.
The new auditorium building replaces the former Science and Engineering Auditorium, which was built in 1964. Johnson says the new auditorium is a vast improvement over the previous one.
It's much more modern, has better sight lines, acoustics, complete audiovisual tie-ins. It's just a better facility. And it's got different aisles. It's 100% better than what we had in science engineering.
The footprint of the new building also replaces the former geology building built in 1947 as a joint project between the university and the United States Army to be used as a chemical, physical, and engineering research facility.
Referendums to get casinos in Arkansas may have failed to get on the ballot in last year's election, but casino-style gambling at Arkansas's two racetracks surged ahead last year. According to Talk Business, casinos at Hot Springs-based Oaklawn and West Memphis-based Southland totaled $2.7 billion in electronic games of skill wagers for the 12 months of 2012. That total is roughly 38% higher than from 2011. EGS wagers include gambling spent on video blackjack, poker, slot machines, and other casino-style games. Year-to-date, EGS wagers at Southland topped $1.78 billion, while year-to-date wagers at Oaklawn totaled nearly $934 million. Oaklawn season begins today, and profits from EGS wagers are expected to boost purses for the horse races.
The headlining act for the Washington Regional Foundation's 20th annual gala has been announced, and for some, it may be a cause for celebration. Kool and the Gang will perform at the gala April 2nd at Walton Arts Center. It will celebrate the foundation's 25th year. Proceeds will support Washington Regional's critical care unit.
2012 was an exceptionally warm year, and according to the National Weather Service, it was the warmest year on record in both Fayetteville and Fort Smith. In Fayetteville, the average temperature for the year was 60.6 degrees, 3.5 degrees higher than average, and Fort Smith was just more than 5 degrees warmer than normal, with the average temperature pegged at 66.2 degrees for the year. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low in the mid to upper 40s and a 20% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, there is a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and expect highs to be from 52 in northwest Arkansas to 57 in the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, there is a 70% chance of rain likely before midnight and a chance of sleet and snow with a low around 27 degrees in northwest Arkansas and a low around 33 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.